On Thursday, Donald Trump told an oil and gas industry conference that if elected, he'd unleash America's fossil fuel sector. More fracking, more drilling, and fewer regulations. But the oil and gas industry has shown less commitment to Trump than it has previous Republican candidates. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier reports that's because Trump is a Republican of a different stripe.
At the David L. Lawrence Convention Center in Pittsburgh, Donald J. Trump introduced himself to the crowd of oil and gas executives with a promise.
It's great to be with so many of my friends. Oh, you will like me so much. You will get that business.
The fracking industry has made Pennsylvania the number two natural gas producing state in the U.S., behind Texas. And Trump gave the audience, many of whom took part in the fracking boom here, a campaign promise of fewer environmental rules and more help building pipelines and other big energy projects.
I'm going to lift the restrictions on American energy and allow this wealth to pour into our communities, including right here in the state of Pennsylvania that we love.
The oil and gas industry typically favors the GOP, the party of small government and fewer regulations. But Trump may have work to do to tie down support from oil and gas. Hillary Clinton is actually raising more in campaign donations from the industry than Trump is. Jeff Maurer is editor at America's Oil News at S&P Global Platts. He says some in the industry are leery of Trump, especially when it comes to his command of policy details. For instance, he recently came out in favor of an ethanol policy that some refiners oppose. A few hours after Trump's position was posted on his website, the campaign took it down.
They think Trump is speaking in these broad generalities, and then when he does get specific, he'll pull back on it. So it's very hard to gauge, I suppose, what exactly Trump will do going forward.
That's not such a great quality, especially for an industry that craves predictability in its political allies, Maurer says. Still, many in the oil and gas industry view Trump, with all his obvious flaws, as a better choice than Clinton for their industry. Michael Hines works for a West Virginia engineering firm that serves the fracking industry. He was working a booth on the floor of the convention center where Trump spoke.
I do think that his heart is in the right place. I think that he wants to do things that remove the barriers from making our country work better. And I feel like, you know, we're past due. We're overdue for that.
Hines says he doesn't trust Clinton, citing scandals over Benghazi and her questionable use of a private email server. Still, Hines says he wants to see a little more out of Trump.
I'm a Republican. I've voted Republican my whole life. I'm working my way toward Trump. I'm not there yet, but he's got to start acting a little more presidential.
He was heartened by the fact that oil billionaire Harold Hamm was advising Trump on energy issues. Hamm recently had to clear up one of Trump's positions on fracking when Trump told a news reporter he'd be okay with local fracking bans. These bans are vigorously opposed by the oil and gas industry. Hamm later had to say that Trump didn't, quote, understand the issue when he had first answered the question. It's moments like that one that give John Becker pause about voting for Trump.
He's his own worst enemy. I think this might not even be a race if Trump and his team could somehow prevent him from stepping on his own feet all the time.
Becker works for a fracking equipment supplier in Ohio. He thinks Trump picks unnecessary fights, like the time he attacked the family of a soldier killed in Iraq. So who is Becker voting for?
I'm leaning toward Gary Johnson, actually.
Gary Johnson, the libertarian candidate. So given the choice between Trump and Clinton, Becker says he will take C, none of the above. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.